Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. I am usually juice. Sometimes I am spiked. My name is Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
And we talk about all things randomness on this podcast. I've abandoned the original intro thing
that I wrote out.
Yeah, I think I've abandoned it because we just talk about, literally, we were at the Black Love event this weekend and Gammy was asking us, actually, we were talking about shapewear that has the pee hole.
Yep.
And someone said that they have shapewear and it has a zipper.
I think Gammy is the one who said it.
She was. She said she was going to inbox me.
Yes.
Matter of fact,
she said there are shapewear that have a zipper.
She did
at
inbox
the pee hole, not like to like at it's at the zipper, and we were like, "Girl, that's a terrible idea." And so she said, "What do y'all be talking about on the podcast?"
Yes, and I said, "Any and everything and nothing at all," and that is pretty much what we talk about: anything, everything, and nothing at all.
All at the same
time. We're the
time.
Seinfeld show, as a podcast.
That's hilarious.
She didn't inbox me. You know when you tag people, now it goes to your inbox.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't like she was like, "Hey, girl,
hey,
yeah,
girl.
Don't get it twisted. We're not on those type
Besties.
Of terms." Okay, so we're gonna start off our show as we always do with our long story short segment. This is literally just about the randomness that's going on in our lives. We did attend the Black Love event.
Yes, we and where Gammy was.
Where Gammy was,
and I did not get drunk.
There was also not a lot of alcohol, though. Oh, there, no, we did have a bartender.
There was a bar.
Yeah, there was a bartender.
And I got one drink.
You did.
I got the little whatever, Frappuccino spike something.
Yep, that's right.
And I only had one.
Only the one.
I didn't yell. I followed you around. I did your socials.
Yeah, Mel did. She was being my social media. I got to edit this now.
I accidentally left your phone in a room. I left her phone in a room on the accident. I had to go remember where it was, but I got it back, and that's what matters.
Yes.
We had a good, lovely time.
I'm going to tell you, actually, my favorite, it was a good job, Mel. My favorite part of the events, if again, this is the sister aspect. Mel came over, she dropped the girls off, yes, and came over, and it's literally like a, I need to record this. I need to figure out a way to record us getting dressed, because it's very much like, like the scene in Home Alone where people are just everywhere.
Oh,
and
yes,
they're doing so. Yes. Mel is getting dressed. I hated all of my outfits.
Yes, you did.
None
they
of
were
them.
All so good.
No, I didn't like any of them. They weren't working. Mel was trying to do her makeup.
Oh,
I was trying to fix my hair. Then I'm fixing her makeup,
yes,
for a minute. It was just a lot. Then she had bags. Matter of fact, there's a bag
there's
over
a bag
there.
Because I left it over there.
It was just like, wear this belt. No, this belt. Put these shoes on. Take these off. Try, girl, this looks cute. I think it's dumb. I want to cry because now I don't want to come.
It's pure chaos.
It is chaos. This, I need to do this video. I keep saying this. I have so many creative ideas and I just don't always have the confidence to do them. Mm. But I need to do a video because influencers do their little get ready with me.
Yes.
And they know definitively
what they're
going to wear.
Actually, this is a good idea. You should do this.
My get ready with me would not look
like
this top,
yeah,
this bottom, these shoes, bag, bye.
Yeah. No. Stuff everywhere.
Just this all top. Why did I think this was a good idea? It doesn't even match. This bottom, they're too short. Why did I think this was, take this. Actually, I do like this top. But if I put the top in with this bottom over here, it would look better. Actually, that was stupid. That, yes, doesn't work at all. Take, just discard everything. Start over, only to come back to the original outfit. That's
the get ready with me.
That's how I get dressed. I don't know how y'all get dressed, but it looks nothing like. I need to be the anti-influencer.
Amen.
That's what I need to be. Well, I need to be the anti-influencer.
I really do like this idea because it's the truth. And I feel like most people that aren't influencers with magnificently large
romanticized, yes,
that have all of their things in colored and like organized, it's not reality. It's makeup everywhere, and if you have kids like me, they're taking all of your things and stepping on them, and you're also trying to feed them. You're also trying. It's just your dog is running around. Monty's everywhere. We're just yelling. And then you go out and take a cute picture and act like it never
happened. And then your aesthetic is, look how perfect I am and my outfit. Meanwhile, your room and your bathroom looks like a disaster zone.
Next.
What else happened? Oh, do you have any on here? Because I have a lot. Okay. I cleaned out my closet. This is like low-key pop the trunk and low-key long story short. This is what I want to say to me and to you viewers who are watching. Stop buying things that you know you do not like.
Oh, man.
I had 37 of these, those silky dresses. What are they called?
Oh, the little satiny, like,
yeah,
they're almost, they look like pajamas.
Yes, but it's a,
but it's
dress.
A dress.
I hate them.
I do too.
I hate them on me.
They're cute on
I
other people.
I love them on other people.
That's true. Slip dress. That's
slip
what
dress.
It is.
That's exactly what it's
dress.
Called. Oh my gosh. I hate them on me. I had 37 of them all with tags.
That's hilarious.
I do not know why.
You keep buying them. When you buy them, you put them on and then decide you don't like them?
All over again.
And then just buy another
and
one.
And then buy another one because this is going to be the one. This is going to be the
it's
one.
It's going to work.
I had a blue, I had a pink, I had a purple, I had a leopard print one.
Oh.
I had another leopard or like animal print that had like purple on the sides. The straps I hate, the top, the back. Because I am so small and I'm not naturally like hippie and curvy, they just...
Yeah. Actually, that's the same with me.
They're just rectangular and boxy and just not something I should be wearing. This is what happens. You know who I fall in love with when they wear them every single time?
Who?
Porsche freaking Williams.
Oh, well, she's stacked. Okay. The girl is stacked.
She literally, I bought one of the dresses I saw her in because it was like from Pretty Little Thing. It's not like I buy expensive ones. They'd be cheap. So I bought it and I was like, oh my God, I love this on her. Not as from Pretty Little Thing. Not as only $25. Yes, sign me up. Mm-hmm. Why did I do that? I hate this. So I just want to tell the world, do not. Plus also stop.
Yes.
Buying the things that you know you don't like. Stop buying the things you know you don't like on your body.
Yes.
Admire them on other people. Don't spend your money. because then it stays in your closet. Yep. You think one day you're going to like it. You never
do. The problem is you like, especially when you're online shopping.
Yes.
You buy who you think you are and not like who you actually are.
Yes.
You're like, oh yeah, I'm going to go. Like, I'm in this phase where I really love this new thing. And then the reality is you don't like that new thing. At least not for you.
Yeah, and it's fine. It's okay. Yeah. I did get it tailored. The one that I'm talking about.
You got it tailored?
Yes, the one that Portia Williams had. I was like, I'm going to get it tailored because that's going to give me more shape. No.
Oh.
I don't like them on me. I am going to try it with a top, a sweater top. I've been literally Googling because I kept one. I kept one and I was like, I'm going to try to put this on with a sweater and try to make it a situation.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
But I threw all the other ones away. Because
I have one in my closet right now.
Do you like them?
No. I got one. Actually, it's pink and blue because I was supposed to wear it for my gender reveal. And I didn't even, I was shapely then because I had a belly and I still didn't like it. And I, so then I was like, well, I should just keep it because after I have the baby, then I'll like it.
And still no. They're not very flattering. They're unforgiving.
They are unforgiving. And actually, I don't like the top of this one.
I don't
either. It's like weird and stuff. And you're like, oh, I need you to like give me a little bit of something. You got to frame me.
The ones that drape.
Yes.
Oh, I hate those.
Such is life.
Stop, people. That's what I'm going to tell you. Please. Stop. I did. I gave them away. I have a young lady that I give my clothes to. And so she inherited all 15 bags of my clothes.
She's probably gonna love them.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. She's young too. She'd be having dances, little stuff to go to. Take all the stuff, girl.
It's gonna be great.
I gave her my jeans. And that's my other thing. I like jeans a lot. I literally just told myself I have a lot of denim, a lot of blue jeans. I like jeans. Girl, blue jean is a blue jean is a blue
that's
jean
true.
Is a blue jean
that's
is a blue
true.
Jean. Stop buying jeans. Just stop.
But they do different things. I don't think you gotta stop buying jeans.
Yeah,
I
but
okay.
I have a plethora and it's more like this. This section serves this function.
Okay.
You maybe just you two.
Okay.
You don't
That's
need
fair.
17
That's fair.
That you could dress up.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you also have your favorite.
Yes.
Yes, you have options, but you're going to pick the one
your
you
favorites.
Always like.
That's
like,
fair.
Just stop. So I'm that is my, she said, stop attacking me. I love my jeans. Girl, listen, it is my intent, now that I've cleaned out my closet, I may do it one more time, but at this point, to not buy things that, just for the sake of buying it. Mm. I want to buy them because I like them. I want to buy them because they have a serve a purpose. So I'm going through my closet not feeling like I don't have nothing to wear because it's just filled with a bunch of junk
that you
actually don't want to wear anyway.
Marie
but
Kondo.
If you take that out, there's stuff you actually like.
Yeah.
That's what happened this weekend. I didn't go shop. I was going to go shopping. Didn't really have the time. And I was like, I'm going to shop my closet.
And you did good. It looked so cute.
Yeah, ultimately
it,
I did regret it. But in the end, it did
good.
Came together. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, I was like completely stressed out. Last thing, spoiler alert. Put us on mute. Walk out. Come back in. We watched Black Panther.
She watched Black Panther.
I watched Black Panther. Oh, then I will not be giving spoilers. I'm just going to say this part then.
Okay.
Because I don't want, you're going to watch it.
I do plan to at some point.
I don't want to give you spoilers.
That's why this was on here. I don't mind spoilers.
I don't always mind spoilers either.
Depends on what the spoiler is. I've seen it though. So you're not
I will fast forward to the end of a movie just to see how it ends and then go back.
Are you serious?
I am all in.
Are you serious?
I don't like the anxiety of not knowing. So especially if it's intense, I'd be like, "Ooh, girl, settle me down. I need you to reveal the end and then let me understand
well,
how we got there."
Okay, so I won't give the major spoiler.
Okay.
Because we all know Chadwick died, so obviously Black Panther is
dead.
Not in the movie yet as well. So I won't give that. I won't give the major spoiler. Someone said IML. I'm going to let you guys know right now. My family, this is the whole point. My family, we are far too sensitive. Mm. Our emotions are entirely too raw.
Yes.
To watch a movie like the Black Panther, in which Chadwick Boseman, the person, is no longer here.
Yeah.
Within the first 90 seconds.
That's too quick, too.
I was crying. Middle of the movie, not going to give the spoiler, bawling.
They did
phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. Plus, also, Angela Bassett.
Man, listen. Everybody keeps
saying that. Deserves every good thing.
She doesn't have an Oscar yet. Which is
she deserves. This is the thing.
Wild.
They don't give them for Marvel movies.
No.
Why?
I don't know, but
who
she deserves.
She's been in other ones that she deserves it.
100%.
She's incredible. Yeah.
This woman said, they were talking about, you know, some stuff that was happening in the movie, and they were basically comparing their sacrifices. And she was saying, I've lost my entire family.
Yeah.
Have I not given everything. And I was it. First of all, I am fully coming into, how do you watch movies? Because I'm doing a lot of talking.
I don't watch movies.
I watch movies as call and response girl.
Oh, no, no, no.
You don't?
No.
You don't be talking to the theater?
No.
At all?
No.
I be talking.
I be like, shh. If you're going to watch, you need to watch. Why are you talking? You need to hear what's happening.
I am such a talker.
You gotta go.
Kev was like, you have to be quiet.
You're missing stuff because you're talking.
No, I took in everything. That's why I was reacting.
No, no. Whatever you, when you were screaming, you missed what was said at that point.
No, I'm not like screaming, but I am like, oh, girl.
And they're like,
yes. Yes.
And you're
say
like,
it again.
Wait, how did they get there? What's happening now?
I literally got up in the middle of the movie theater, walked down the stairs and came back up and then retook my seat.
You gotta go.
Literally, because it was just like, I couldn't remain seated.
Oh no, honey.
At the end of the movie, you think they've already done the tribute to Chadwick. At the end of the movie, there's
after
another.
After the credits? Because they that's the Marvel thing that they do, right? Scene, yeah. Marvel always does like, after the credits, there's more.
You
Easter
don't have to
egg.
Wait the whole 15 minutes for it to finish, though. It's...
When I tell you we were in that them people's movie theater sobbing, me, Kevin, Isaiah, Josiah, out loud.
Then people were probably looking like, oh,
no,
man.
The white lady in front of us was definitely looking at us like,
can I have a refund?
Do y'all know this is Marvel?
The problem is he died in real life too, though.
And
that's why it's so. It's
Shuri
too much.
Is the little sister, so she's talking about the Black Panther from that perspective.
Oh, that's a lot. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No. No,
my family were in the movie. I got up from my seat. I got up several times, okay? From my seat, Joe, it was me, Kev. No, Kev, me, Isaiah, Joe.
Were you guys on the end, though, so you weren't getting anyone else, making anyone else get up?
Yeah, we were.
Okay.
Okay. I got up to sit in the seat with Joe to, like, give him a hug. Girl, we were through.
I hate it.
Everything was just.
I hate it.
Then we called Bishop.
Oh.
No. So I told Tawanda. She said they were going to go see it, right?
Oh, no.
And I was like, just forewarning.
Yes,
like, this
come
is
back.
Yeah,
oh,
come
wait.
Back.
Yeah, you
yeah,
can,
you
come,
can
back.
Come back. So she called me. Bishop on line. Fool, I was in there crying.
Oh, man.
We have to have Bishop on the show with
us. Yes,
day.
Yes.
Fool, I was in there crying.
I'm sure he was.
Then he told me to watch Scratch.
I'm not doing that. Absolutely not.
He said
absolutely
it's a good cry.
Not. Nope.
We have to watch it, Mel.
I'm not doing that.
Oh.
Nope.
All right. Done with long story short.
Yes. And you know what else you should do?
What? Go. Buy people gifts.
Okay. And it's an ad. This episode is sponsored by Uncommon Goods. If you want to avoid boring, basic, and bland gifts this year, Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping for a Secret Santa or your family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. So I was looking at the website on Uncommon Goods, and they have this. I thought it was so sweet. It's a long-distance friendship lamp. And so you have one, and then your friend has one or whoever. And when you touch it, it goes a specific color. And then theirs will go
That's
a specific
sweet.
Color to, like, let you know that you're thinking about
That's
them.
That's very sweet.
And I thought that was so sweet. So now I want to buy one for Tierra because she just got her new house. And I'm like, ooh, I need, like, housewarming gifts.
Oh, yeah.
And it has that, and I think it's cute. They also have, because it's the holidays, matching pajamas. And if you go to some of these places that everybody else goes, you're gonna look like
everybody else
with the same pajamas. So go to Uncommon Goods, because they have other ones that everybody ain't gonna go to, because they gonna be uncommon.
Yeah, they gonna be uncommon. That's very sweet.
Yeah,
very cute.
When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. These products are often made in small batches, so you have to shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's uncommongoods.com/GJ.
GJ.
For 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Love that.
So thank you, Uncommon Goods, for the sponsorship.
Okay, I have one more thing, actually, in my long story short, because I told you this. I was asking the boys if they say the N-word.
Oh.
They said yes. Is it a bad word?
I don't think so.
Okay, how would you feel about McKinley saying it?
I would probably feel it. Greg would feel away for sure.
Not at this age.
But like older.
Yeah, if she was my boy's age. My boys are 14 and 16. I just want to make sure we're talking about the same time frame.
I feel like I would be okay with it.
You would?
If they can't say it to me.
Correct.
But you could like say it in like the context of a conversation. I think that's funny. I might be a bad mama though.
So you think you would be okay with it?
I think so.
At what age do you feel like, girl, go on and live your life?
14 is 14. It feels like a good age.
So the boys are 14 and 16. I think I agree with you. I was trying to like search myself to figure out how I feel about it. And I think I was okay with it. I don't want them saying it in the house and I don't want them saying it around me necessarily.
Okay.
But I think I was okay with it. But this is the other thing. I was happy because they said it right.
Well, that's the point. That's the part that matters. If they can say it in the right context and low key and make it funny, that's a win.
It's a win. I don't care. It's a win. Joe said that, let me find it though, because I want to make sure I said it right. He said, PE. Okay, so he said he'd be in PE, they'd be playing volleyball. This is why having kids with schedules like that is very ghetto. Okay, so I'm going to finish the conversation. So Nehemiah definitely says it. So Joe, I'm like having conversation with him in the car, because you know, having conversation with kids in the car with my kids is like pulling teeth. So I'm like asking random questions. So I'm like, do y'all be saying the N-word? And they were like, yes. So I was like, give me an example. How do you say it? Joe says when he's in PE, and if someone serves the ball, hits the ball, whatever, and they do it wrong, that he'd be like, when I tell you I cackled.
That's funny.
I was like, that's also when I would say it. Like, that would be appropriate. I don't know that I'm upset at the usage, because someone not hitting the ball correctly would definitely be like a moment. So I was low-key like, good job. I feel like as a mother, we have taught you the correct way in which to use this word. Isaiah wouldn't give me the examples in which he uses it. They say they don't be cussing. Y'all be asking your kids if they be cussing. I ask my kids all the time. If they cuss, they continue to tell me no. But I don't believe it. When did you start cussing, Cam?
High school? Yeah.
I feel like that's late.
My mom was big on it. Like, I still don't cuss around her. Like, I can't. So it was definitely very much like no swearing in the house.
Like, I feel like, were kids around you cussing earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You just didn't cuss until high school. Exactly. Okay. Well, I still feel like that's good. I feel like kids be cussing in like middle school, low-key elementary school.
And because I didn't for so long, anytime I would, it'd be a huge thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, this is annoying.
I remember the first time I cussed around my friends when I was like, to be honest, it was like the first and last time. It was like the only time, actually. I was like in ninth grade. Cam can tell you. Tell these folks I don't cuss in real life.
No.
Okay. Ninth grade. I won't tell my friend's name because we're still friends. Like, I'm still friends with her today on Facebook. She was dating our friend's boyfriend. Mm. Sneaky, though. Like, it was a sneaky link before it was called a sneaky link. So she would, like, sneak out of her house at night and then, like, go have sex with him and then go home. So somehow it got out that that's what she was doing, right? So now my friend is like, girl, we're supposed to be friends, and like, you doing this. So it ended up being like a huge deal amongst the friend group. Mind you, I was like in eighth or ninth grade. And I was, so we're arguing about it after school, and I was like, it's because you're a bee. And everyone was like, oh, I can't believe Melissa cussed. And that's my cussing story.
That was, anytime I cussed, it was the same reaction.
Because you're not a cusser. Yeah. I don't know that I've heard you cuss here.
I try to use it for specific moments. Yeah.
That is so funny. We got to help. Yes, girl. I said the B word in like eighth. It was either eighth or ninth grade. I really don't remember. But either way, it was like eighth or ninth grade because I know we were definitely in Hawaii. And yeah, she was like, I was out here trying to be like the friend that could like, I don't know what I was trying to do. You know, try to keep the friend group together.
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to negotiate between the two and make things okay. And then realizing, first of all, she had done it for like months. Like she had like been hooking up with him on the side for like months. And like, but was our friend, like legitimately our friend. And so I was like, I can't believe you did that. Da, 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 da. Oh my God. Girl, I'm not ordained. Yeah, I was trying to be the mediator. And yeah. They were like, no, girl. So I called her a B. And then we didn't talk after that for like a long time. Like, for real. I'm going to go through the rest of my, since Mel is still doing. Okay, so I cleaned out my closet. Oh, okay, this is the last thing I wanted to say. This low-key is Pop the Trunk, too. So moving on to Pop the Trunk. Joshua, Kev is on tour, right? Mm-hmm. Since Kev is on tour, Joshua parks his car at my house. He parks on Kev's side of the garage. So when my car is coming out, I get those annoying alert sounds.
Oh, that a car is there? Like, watch out, watch out, watch out.
What are you doing? You're good?
Yes.
Tell us more.
Ciao. I almost called Sabrina.
No.
I was about to call her because the babysitter has Makaya. And picking up McKinley with Makaya.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's like stressful. And then all the parents be there. And because she's only in first grade, you have to go to the gate. They don't just come to you. And she's not going to know to not look for me. So she's going to be confused. So I'm like, you're going to have to like show yourself. And low key, I hope the teachers don't be stressed out because the teachers usually won't release the kids until and she know what I look like. I'm black. So child, we going to see. She going to
You
want to
call the school and tell them?
I thought about it. I think it'll be fine.
McKinley knows who she
because
is, though, too.
McKinley knows who she is. And as long as homegirl is like, yo, it should be fine. We'll see. More to come.
This is so stressful. Having kids at different... Well, she just got it. Why did she get out for Veterans Day?
No, because they have... it's parent-teacher conference week.
Oh.
I forgot. I'm actually meeting her teacher tomorrow. I forget.
What McKinley's teachers be saying about her? She's sweet, but be talking?
Yeah, that's what they said last year. They were like, she be hard on herself. Anytime she gets stuff wrong, McKinley be in her feelings and like crying. And I'm like, girl, get it together. You that girl.
Period. Have y'all seen that video? What's her name? Paris in London?
Yes.
Somebody
sent it to me, actually. One of y'all sent it to my Instagram.
It's so cute.
They said it was Gin and Juice. So cute.
Yes, it is
hilarious.
Adorable. It's a little girl.
We gonna fight.
Little girl, two little girls talking to their auntie, who it looks like she's has like custody of them, like
seems.
She raises them.
Maybe.
And the little girl was saying, some other little girl said, you know, so and so said, we're not all that, but I know you think we all that. And she was like, why she say that? I don't know, but you said we all that. And the little sister in the background is like, let's go fight.
We gonna fight.
Let's fight. And she was like, girl, stop. I'm talking to your sister. Hush. It was hilarious. She said, what did she say? But we still them girls.
We still them girls.
She was like, you absolutely
period.
Right. Period.
So
she
cute.
Said, let's go fight.
It was so cute.
It's hilarious. So last thing about Pop the Trunk. We were talking about Joshua's car.
Oh.
So when I back out with his car next to mine, my car alerts.
Oh.
It is a function I want to turn off. It is the most anxiety-producing, stressful thing. Because now you think you're about to hit the car, but you can clearly see that you're clear.
Yeah.
It is so stressful to me. I hate it so much. I literally want to go to the manufacturers and tell them.
I think you can turn the sounds off.
Shut up.
Because my car has a backup noise when I back up, and you're able to turn the noises off if you want to. There may be a way to turn off so it's not like sending you a signal, but it may alert you on your dashboard or on the side mirrors. Like
I need to figure it out. It is, I would rather hit.
Yes.
But I would almost want to trust myself and hit something than listening to this because you're just like looking for, and my car turns red. So it's like, it's over here. It's, I see the car.
Yeah,
it's parked.
Yeah.
I can't not have it move. I trust me. Okay, let me, or let me say I see it. I'm good. Turn it off.
An option to just be like, yeah, hey, I see it. Cool. Okay, I saw yeah. the note.
Oh my God, it is so. I hate it so freaking much. I want to turn it off. I literally, even to the point of, again, because I'm parking in a garage, the wall to the garage annoys it. Yeah,
it does mine too.
Oh,
it is annoying.
Any one of yours?
Any one of my what, girl?
Pop the trunks. I've literally talked for 27 minutes.
I know. You talked for... I was in here at first.
What you mean?
Nothing. You say you talked for 27 minutes. Oh, I... Never mind. I get it. Okay. So, my pop the trunk. I'm over here struggling, okay?
Yeah, you got frazzled because
I
of...
I did. You know what's up? Throw you off. You like... I was in my...
Because we need to go into Love is Blind, get y'all comments together, because that's where we're ending it.
I know. We going. But before we go there, can I do the ad now?
Yeah. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all know that the couples on Love is Blind, in fact, needed a lot of therapy. There are a lot of things happening, a lot of dynamics, a lot of self-discovery that's constantly happening, and... a show like Love is Blind puts a mirror up to yourself, and sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, mm-hmm. sometimes it's ugly, sometimes it's all of those things. And after going through an experience like that, going through therapy, being able to get an outside opinion as to why you responded the way that you did, what from your childhood is activating or starting to show up that's causing you to respond the way that you do. And sometimes it's not what the way that you want to show up in the world. So this is a way to get down to the bottom of it, help you realize it and make different or at the very least better at the very least different choices. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills so you don't turn to things that are counterproductive, such as drugs or alcohol or even relationships sometimes can be counterproductive, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of our complex engine called you. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online, plus it's affordable. Y'all know Kevin and I are in therapy. I'm actually going to go into two other forms of separate therapy, one of them being grief counseling to just answer, you know, some of the questions that I have. And therapy is just something that you need, whether you feel like you're sick or not. It's just something that you need to help you navigate through life. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with your therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's betterhelp.com/GJ.
GJ.
All right. Anything you want to add before we go straight into Love is Blind? No, we're at the halfway mark.
Okay, because I know we're going to get into Love is Blind, but before we do, because we're going to need all the time to talk about
that. We're going to
need it. I just want to say that y'all can agree with me or not. We need new Thanksgiving food.
Oh, yes. Okay. Talk about it.
Listen, when you're younger, I don't think you realize how close Thanksgiving and Christmas really are, because like days feel longer than they are when you're an adult. And so you have the same food 4 weeks later. And I am over it. I think.
Wait, the entire menu or certain items?
I can go for good mac and cheese any day of the week.
Good. Yes.
Mac and cheese. Okay. Any day of the week. I can also go for greens on one of the holidays, not both. Okay. I don't want them on both. I am over turkey. I don't care if you fry it, roast it, bake it. I don't care.
Wait.
I don't
Cam
want
is
turkey.
Over there in agreement with you.
I don't want turkey. I don't want the turkey. I don't want turkey.
I like turkey. I'm not saying that. But I don't need it for the meals. It doesn't need to be.
No. I actually want fried chicken. And catfish. That's what I want on
Wait,
the holiday.
Catfish?
And fried catfish.
What do you want your sides to be? Just macaroni?
French fries and macaroni.
You want a Sunday dinner. I was like, you want a fish fry.
I don't want dressing. I don't, whatever stuffing, whatever the people call the things. That's a lot of things. It just is a lot of things. It'd be thick. I don't want that. I don't want it. And I feel like we should theme our holiday. We should have like Taco Thanksgiving or like Taco Tuesday, but on Thursday because it's Thanksgiving, or like fried fish Fridays, but like on Christmas, whatever day that is, or like a seafood boil, or like we need to start theming this because I am sick of it.
Wait, I don't know how I feel about this because I love Thanksgiving food because we don't eat it year round. Okay, so in your ideal world, what do you have for Thanksgiving?
Low-key, I think we need to barbecue.
We eat barbecue all the time.
I do agree with you.
A good Thanksgiving barbecue, though? Like, cookout. Like, girl.
What makes it Thanksgiving?
That you with your people. And so you it's play just a little games. That's it. That's all you really need.
So barbecue, games, family. That's it.
Yes! It's not about the food. You have the food, and it's no. I don't want that.
I can add chicken.
Fried chicken would be fine.
Needs to be John Legend's recipe, you need to brine it for at least 24 hours. Girl. Don't at me. I don't care what you guys say, but that needs to happen. Yes, you do. Okay, so John Legend's fried chicken.
Okay.
Okay, I could do without turkey too, and I'm not going to lie to you. So ham, though. Okay, I'm saying ham. I like dressing.
I like dressing. Dressing's good.
Okay, greens. I like my greens.
Your greens are good. That's why I said one of the holidays. I just don't want them on both.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I will take mac and cheese. Good mac and cheese. Okay,
what about roll? What other side? The side dishes of Thanksgiving are the real MVP.
Don't know why I want no biscuits.
Hawaiian sweet rolls?
No!
That is blasphemous.
I don't care.
You don't want Hawaiian sweet rolls.
No. I don't know when that became the staple thing. It's like, girl, no.
For you need a bread.
No, you don't. We low-key need to start adding salad while you playing. Where's the salad?
Kev's godmama made that salad with that homemade dressing.
Let's start doing that. How come we don't have salads?
I agree with you. I think we should have different food, but put the same amount of effort that you'd put into a Thanksgiving into whatever you're making.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, to make it like very good.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you're gonna have chicken, make sure it's like you're putting in the same effort that you would to make that turkey to make this chicken.
Fried chicken with some mac and cheese.
Okay.
And a salad.
That's not even a full meal. Stop. That's not even a full meal.
And dessert.
But wait, before we go,
y'all can stop with the cranberry sauce.
Oh.
Stop.
And
stop.
Wait, but if it's in the jar, at least I'll excuse it.
Stop it.
But that's it.
Yes.
If it has pieces in it,
no. Nobody needs to eat that. I don't care what form it comes in. Nobody needs it.
I don't like it personally.
Exactly.
Personally. But if you're going to eat it, it needs to be canned. No. The real thing.
Or you don't need to eat it.
With the real thing with the pieces.
See, I have a thing about things coming from cans, so I'm not.
You can't eat it from a can?
I don't like
the real Kev's dad.
If the can is there, I can't see.
Yeah, but you need the ridges. I love when the cranberry sauce comes out of the can and you can see the ridges from the can.
Do you even eat it though?
No, I just want to look at it.
See, girl, you don't. Your vote don't count. And then what's your favorite dessert though? And don't say your husband dessert that he gets stoned for every year.
Oh, so my actual truth is I don't like pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie.
Me either. I don't either. I don't understand what the big deal is about sweet potato pie. That can go too. All of y'all can go.
I don't really get it.
I don't like it.
I don't like either. Danny made a sweet po' pumpkin. It was sweet potato.
Yes.
That was fire.
That's good.
But that is about as close as I could get. Low-key pumpkin pie, throw it in the garbage.
Yes.
Sweet potato pie, throw it in the garbage.
Listen.
I'd rather have cherry yum, though.
Listen. I agree.
Or a banana pudding.
Didn't you make that?
Yes.
I had that. It was really good.
So
it's
bomb.
Good. Banana pudding. Like the Paula Deen version. Yeah. I don't know if she's still racist. But her version.
I'm going to call it Tammy's version with the chestnut cookies.
That's
I mean,
good.
What are they called? Not chestnut.
It is. It's chessamine.
There you go.
That's good.
Bomb. Sign me up for that. Loquito, also peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler is good.
But without the peaches, because I don't like hot.
The consistency.
Yes.
Yeah, I could just take the juice. I don't like hot peaches. It's too acidic. It'd be tangy. It'd be getting you right here. I'd be like, no, thank you. Can I get peach cobbler, but hold the peaches?
But hold the warm
peaches. I just
want
the juice, a good crust.
Yeah, it's like the best part of the apple pie, too. The big chunks
of apples.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Low-key apple pie is popping.
Apple pie is bomb.
Can we incorporate apple pie?
We can do that.
It's always been a homemade apple pie.
Ciao.
Me and Mel are going to go on Patreon one day and cook. We made homemade cookies. First of all, they were fire.
They were good.
And Mel made homemade enchiladas. When I tell you we ate.
We did eat.
We had a good time.
Listen, y'all can stone me in the comments all y'all want to. I don't care. I am sick of the same food.
But you literally only eat it twice a year. You eat barbecue.
Within 4 weeks of time.
So by the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, that means you're tired of it. Throughout the year, you're not.
I'm just saying we should have it for 4th of July. And then not do it for Christmas or New Year. I mean, Thanksgiving or Christmas. We just got to do it like middle of the year. Bam, got your fix. See you next year.
And that's it.
And that's it. Stone me all y'all want to. I don't care.
That's hilarious.
I don't care. Okay, now we can move on.
Love is blind.
And also dumb and will also get you cussed out.
Absolutely. We're going to jump. Let's just start.
Let me get to my notes.
Yeah, I have notes too. Let's just start with what we're here to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Get Who to are it. They? What's their names again?
Zainab.
There you go.
And Cole.
And Cole.
That's... Wait, before you even go. And Melissa couldn't even talk about this. We've been trying not to discuss it because we needed to have the authentic conversation here. However, what has been made clear is that I don't think we agree.
No, we absolutely don't agree. Me and Mel do not agree, but I'm going to let you go first.
Let me tell you why this is not fair for you to make me go first.
Yeah, but I feel like if I go first, it won't be fair.
That's true.
Yeah, so you should go first. I do want to say this, though, that we can't agree on.
What?
This show is a farce. The idea that you can fall in love solely off emotion and that is enough to sustain a relationship is a faulty premise. Mm. And that, I think, is the biggest joke of the show. Mm. I think a romanticized view of the world is, I don't know if I was listening to something or I went somewhere or I don't remember, but they were talking about, is love enough? And the answer was no, but it is a component. Mm. And I think that's the same with this. Emotional connection is a component, but it is not enough.
That's a good point. Because I feel like so many times the conversation is always about physical.
Yeah.
And so the emotional connection gets put many times on this higher pedestal that it's so important. Everybody is so shallow that you never even talk about emotional connections. And so now this show is like, okay, so we heard y'all. We're going to give you only this. And the reality is when then people be like, we're getting married. Let's open the door and see each other for the first time. Some people's faces be letting you know this ain't enough.
No. And it could be enough for like a friendship.
Sure.
Having an emotional connection to someone that you just are really vibing with is enough for a friendship.
Yeah.
But in a romanticized relationship, that physical attraction is important.
I agree.
Well, it's instinctual.
And it's instinctual.
That was a good word.
That was a good word.
You hear it.
I wanted to start there because I think that you need to answer. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that I think if you get too caught up in the experiment, we can look at these people as if they are being shallow. Hear what I'm saying without tying it to a person, because I will totally say something different if we're talking about specific people.
Okay.
Because some of these people I have different opinions on based on them specifically. Okay. So I'm talking more very general.
Yes.
Not specific. So very generally speaking, all of us are not shallow to say that looks are important. Looks are important. Mm-hmm. They are a component of. To negate that is not very realistic.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Now, if we talk specifically, again, it could be, you know, the energy could be different. Okay, go.
Okay. So, I do feel like Zay knew she was going to say no.
I do too.
She said, I didn't know what I was going to say. And she did a whole little thing. And she was, even while she's getting ready, she's like, you know, we went through stuff and that's where true love can really be in form and blah, blah, blah. And then she got up there and...
It was almost rehearsed.
Child. She knew what she was going to say when she got up there. Her saying it to him, I was all in.
Were you?
I was like, ooh, read him for the filth. And this is why it matters, right? Because I feel like, y'all can stone me again. This could be the Stone Melanie episode. I don't care. I feel like from the very beginning, him even commenting on her name, right? He initially commented on the fact that her name was Zainab and she was very obviously not a white woman, right? When you set that when you set that up, you're set that insecure, that's okay, right? And then throughout the time that they're together, he just builds on that. And so what happens is you're playing, you're in your mind like, okay, he's so sweet to me. He's saying these nice things, but I also feel not good with the things that he says to me and the conversations where I don't feel good. And then he said, I don't know what, I mean, she has insecurities. Let's not take away from that. I also feel like she's a 30-something woman. We all got a few.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You're not very different than me. And so if you play on those, you tap dance on those. Pitch the tent. Let's have a circus.
Yeah.
And so what happened is for him to do that throughout their relationship, she does the whole rating thing and he says 9. And then she dumbly says, is there somebody you would give a 10 to? But then dumber, says there is and says who it is. So if you do that, you set that context up. I do got a few words for you, actually. I got a few things I want to share with you. And so what happens also is anything that you say to me is going to be through this now distorted lens, right? Like, it's going to be through the context of our relationship. And so it's like me always saying, whatever, I don't even want to use weight, but like, you're commenting on bad food, bad food, bad food, bad food. And so then you make me dinner and I'm like, oh, this is an interesting. All you hear is, this is bad food. This, you're making that. And so to act as if that wasn't the case feels unfair to me. And that's why I don't think. And so we go to the cuties thing.
Yep. Pause. Because like before you go to the cuties thing, that's got to be a dialogue.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Everything you said is true, right?
Yep.
I think the flip side of that is those insecurities existed prior to Cole.
Sure.
He didn't start them. What is unfair is that he deserves smoke. Okay, yes. Let's all be clear. One thing he absolutely is dumb, immature, and so honest that I don't think he's learned that you can be honest without giving people information that will sit with them longer than it needs to.
Yes.
You don't have to. She shouldn't have asked the question.
She shouldn't have.
Okay.
I agree.
He shouldn't have answered it. The problem is that her insecurity is what's causing her to create the environment. I said this on Black Love, to create the environment to confirm the insecurity that existed before he got into the situation.
Yes. That perfect storm.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
And so what happened for him is because he's a dummy, he's underdeveloped, he's young, he's immature, and he's honest, is that he was set up. And he just walked right through.
I will take that.
Walked right on through the door, honey, and did not understand what was happening.
Yeah.
When you think about when they were in the hotel, there are two ways to look at this. And this is why I say her insecurity was first. It's sensitive and it's heightened. I actually think because it seems like she was raised by white folk. That her insecurity is about being a curvier.
Oh, interesting.
That's what I think. All of it starts in childhood somewhere.
That's true.
And if she go, I'm assuming, these are all assumptions, okay? Don't know nothing. But if she went to a predominantly white school.
Yeah, yeah.
You deal with the same.
It's going to make you very aware. Insecure and aware that your skin is brown.
That you're different.
If you go to a school with a lot of skinnier, less curvier white girls, it's going to make you very aware that you're thicker.
Yeah.
That you're curvy, that you got hips, that you got boobs. Then you enter into this relationship all, 30 something years later with this white dude who confirms an insecurity you've had your whole life. This white girl is prettier than me.
Yes.
That's what I think happened. What's unfair to him is that he is now held responsible for these insecurities that existed prior to him. What he should be held accountable to, though, is he is a terrible partner.
Yes.
He is a you got to learn to shut up sometimes. Yes. You got to learn what to say aware. And what you have and to be aware. Sometimes you ask a question, you got to this is set up.
Yes.
I'm not going to answer this question. Girl, you the only one I got asked for. I love you. I think you, in the real world, I may not have, but I'm not going to lie to you. I've seen you. I've spent time with you. The attraction is so much more than your beauty. It is emotional now. You got to learn how to play the game.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You got to learn how to play the game. And he didn't do that.
He didn't.
He didn't assure her insecurities.
Yes.
He tap danced on it.
Yes.
Dummy. That's all I'm saying. And that's why I say for me, neither one of them, I was telling Mel, victim like this, you know what I mean?
Yes,
victim like this.
I agree.
This is the only way to describe these people. Neither one of them are a perfect victim.
Yeah, right.
Because the reality is he did wrong.
Yes.
Like he messed up legitimately and he did deserve some words. I do feel like Zainab was gaslighting that man though.
I don't. Well,
I do a little bit. Go. But let's talk about the cutie scene, because this is the example.
Yes. She did not lie. Everything she said was said.
Okay.
I rewatched it and compared.
I did too.
Everything she That's said, true. What she did, what is in question is the tone in which they were said.
But this is my thing,
and
right?
And intention.
Yes. This is my thing. What can't be denied was the action, the event.
Yes.
What is now up for debate is the interpretation.
Sure.
What I think she did is mischaracterize what happened. And I would call that a little bit of a lie.
I don't.
You don't,
I don't. Because
we literally had an example this morning that is this, by the way.
That what? I'm trying to follow you. I lost it. Sister vibes off.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Her perception. I know. I'm trying to understand what happened.
What?
Say again.
So, what happened? We all agree.
Yes.
Our interpretation of the event versus how it was said the event went are different.
Yes. I don't think Zay's intention, because of the context of their relationship, the version of her story that she told is her truth.
Uh-huh.
I believe that.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that makes her gaslighting, because if she was intentionally trying to say, trying to paint a picture of him it's not a true characterization of him.
Yeah.
Then, okay, now we got a little manipulation. We got a little lies. We got a few things.
Yeah.
But if all I hear you saying, all you ever do is comment on my weight, when you ask me, are you going to eat that? Even if your point is because I want it.
Yeah, but when did he specifically comment on her weight?
Well, I don't know. But that's the point of what she's saying, though, right?
Right.
That's what he does.
My thing is, I wish, and this is the thing, we're all speculating because we don't have evidence of him actually commenting on her weight. I don't know. Maybe I missed it. But the point is, are you reading his stuff through your trauma that he's not responsible for?
Oh, I don't. I think that his comments. Somebody said he did at the beach scene. I don't remember.
At the beach? I don't remember exactly.
But I do believe that I don't think everything that's coming out of her is purely out of her insecurities. I don't believe that.
I don't think you can extract the two.
No, because I think if I have my own insecurities and then we enter into something, if you never say something that is triggering to that, I'm entering in this fresh, right? And so I feel safe. I feel like this is a safe space for me. So I'm actually, all of those issues don't even enter into this.
I don't think that that's
feel safe.
No. I don't think that's realistic. I think you come with the baggage that you come with. And that's the frame in which you will see every interaction. So going back to the morning, the very first morning in the honeymoon scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in the honeymoon.
Okay.
And she was like, he was so cold. He was so this. He was so that. He was like, I don't know how we got here. Which to me means maybe he got, maybe he's not a morning person. Maybe he assumed she needed her space. Maybe it was a typical morning for him. Mm-hmm. Her insecurity read the room, and she was like, does he still like me? Mm-hmm. This is getting weird.
Yes.
That's insecure. That's triggered. That's insecurity speaking. And he is reading it again. The action, what happened that morning, is not up for debate. The interpretation of what's happening is always going to be read through insecurity, past trauma, past relationships, because they're always going to inform this current moment. And I think they would have to, this is the other thing. This is the other thing why Love is Blind is tough. She doesn't have enough history with him.
That's fair. That's fair.
To know, oh, he's just not a morning person. Oh, he's just not a this. Oh, he's just not that. Oh, this isn't the crazy, not crazy, but the irrational thoughts that I'm having.
Yeah.
This is actually my insecurity, and I can give him the grace of that. They don't have enough context to have that conversation. Fair. So what happens? Listen, I want to be clear, too, because you said this earlier. I'm speaking as a woman that has insecurities.
I was about to say, well, listen, Zenob is me, because I'd be like, you got an attitude today, Greg, because you ain't said hi. And yesterday you
this
said
is the
hi,
reality.
And you said it level 10, and today you said it level 2.
This
so
is the reality.
Something happened.
This is the reality.
You got something to say to me, you should say it.
This is the reality. Yeah. How many of us have us not done this? How many? I have
so
done
then extend
this.
The grace. Why are you on Zenob's case? We team Zay over here.
I'm not going to extend it because we have to do better.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. And this is the other thing. Zay doubled down on social media after.
That's me. 10 toes. All 10. And I'll
how
borrow
you watch
your 10
that?
Too.
How you watch the clip? How you watch the clip and still be like, no, I said what I said. Girl.
She was right.
Mel, he said.
Run it back.
Oh, my God. You haven't eaten all day? When she was like, oh, my God, I've only had a banana.
And then he said, save your appetito, even though you're only eating two tangerinos.
Because he's a freaking aloof.
Why
this
would you
man
say,
is such
no,
a dummy.
No, he know what he was doing.
No,
why
I don't.
Why would you say that?
I told Mel this. I told Mel this. Do you remember the line in, what's the movie?
I keep hitting this.
I know. What's the movie, Mel, with Will Smith that I said?
I don't know.
Anyway, the line is he's either incredibly smart or incredibly stupid.
Yes.
I think that if you believe that Cole knew what he was doing the whole time, you are giving this man entirely too much credit. I think he is a dummy.
I agree.
And like emotionally immature.
And so he's saying what he actually means. I agree. He's so stupid that he thinks it's okay to say, I know you just said you've eaten nothing. And now you're eating two tangerines. And so I say, save your appetite.
And then what was next, though? That was at the top of the conversation.
Because we're going to go eat later.
Yes, because we're going to have a big spread. And she was like, well, first of all, I've only had a banana and whatever. And he was like, wait, girl, what?
No.
Why did you only eat that?
Save your appetito was after that.
It was in between. It went... She was opening, you're about to have the tangerine.
Yes.
And he was like, you're about to have two? Because we have a big dinner to go to. And he literally said something like, we're going to have a big spread.
No. She said, you're going to have two. And she said, they're the size of my hand.
Yeah.
And I haven't eaten
anything all day.
He says, poke bowl. I tried to give you the poke bowl, whatever. And then he says, save your appetito because we're going to have a big whatever later. So if
that happened at the end?
That happened at the end.
Oh, I thought it happened in the middle. I don't really remember, so I'm not going to say it.
I think so, but maybe I'm
so
wrong.
So you
now.
Think, I don't know. Say what you think, though.
He's realizing she's going to have two tangerines, and his dumb self is going to say, save your appetite, as if two tangerines is going to fill her up.
Yeah, he was done for that. That was at the middle. I don't know the timeline. I don't really remember the timeline, so I'm not
she
really
said I'm wrong on the timeline.
Yeah, but I don't really remember. Someone said exactly, Mel. So I don't all the way remember the exact timeline. The way I remember it was, and it's important, though.
Yeah,
it is important because the way she said it, right, and given the context of him talking about her weight all the time, talking about her this all the time, talking about her that all the time, and we don't see it, it was like, he's been like a jerk to her and like really making her insecure. And that is like never okay. The other thing is, if he was doing that, you know, production be messy, didn't it?
That's true.
I was like, I don't know why they wouldn't show that.
Yeah.
They love to create a villain.
They do.
Why would they not have put that in? And he is so, again, aloof that he would not do it in front of the cameras.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he, I think...
Maybe because he doesn't know any better, they wouldn't want to set him up as a character.
Girl, I mean, Cam, now you know the producers don't got no heart. They don't have.
That's true.
Yeah, they be here for the good drama.
TV. Okay, they're saying that she, that it was appetite was before she mentioned that she hadn't eaten, so that it wasn't what I'm saying. It is save your appetite, and then she said, "I haven't eaten all day."
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, and that's so. Again, I want to be clear that
he's the villain.
Got it. I want to be clear that. I have insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
They speak very loud.
Mm-hmm.
And they sometimes cause me to interpret situations and project my insecurities on someone in a way that they didn't intend.
Yes.
And to hold them responsible for my interpretation of an event is not fair.
Agreed.
I think that the reason why Cole was confused, I think the reason why he felt kind of blindsided by everything he said was because he didn't realize how his words were landing on her. That doesn't make him right, but I don't think he was fully aware of it. I personally believe those tears. I believe he was confused, and I believe he felt gaslit. And part of where, actually, if someone's real, let us know if gaslighting includes, and gaslighting includes intention, because we don't know that. Yeah. I actually don't know
usually
that.
Gaslighting is
sorry that I'm too loud, girl. Oh, you meant, I got you. Y'all know I be literal sometimes. But I think holding someone responsible for how you interpret a scenario can be gaslighting. And I think that's why he was like, you guys, I was so confused. I really do believe that if you go back and watch it forward, knowing the end, you will see her insecurities pop up a lot. Even down where she was like, he said something. Maybe I'm thinking about it wrong. Maybe it's me. Insecurity. Maybe insecure, like you see it, and what it does is it colors everything
right.
that you see.
Yes,
he is no. Listen, I'm not putting a cape on for this man either.
Okay,
though, okay.
Because
he is dumb.
He
it's
is
really
dumb.
The best. He's an aloof. He's dumb. He's
and
immature.
His comments.
Oh yeah, he was.
His comments colored the lens of their interactions.
Absolutely.
And so, insecurity or not, if you constantly make comments about weight,
mm-hmm.
Greg and I have this conversation actually recently.
About what?
Because he, I won't play him on this.
Oh, don't then.
Thing. However, Greg is very traditional.
Sometimes.
And he is very Southern.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of those kind of beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A lot of that old Southern Baptist-y stuff
yeah.
be in him. And so the things that he says reflects that.
Sure.
And the reality is he will then want or expect different things, but then have these opinions and make these comments based on. So it's confusing because it's like, actually, which one do you believe? Because mm-hmm. what you say to me and what you say just typically don't add up. And so what I hear then is colored actually by what you say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's an insecurity of mine. It's mm-hmm. actually you setting the stage for who you are. It's my daily interactions with
yeah.
you are going to tell me what I know
yeah, yeah,
about
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And I think what happened is he set the stage because of their interactions.
Yeah.
Cole is constantly saying who he actually is. And so then when he makes the comments about a tangerine, she's hearing, I'm fat, I ate too much.
Absolutely.
Whether I'm insecure or not, it's because of everything you said led up to this.
That's why I wish we had more of the things that he said.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take her or his word for
sure.
it, to be honest. I actually want to see it for myself because I wonder, again, how much of it was existing, how much of it was him just simply tap dancing on those. Because if you don't come in with the insecurity... The way she seemed, he called her passive aggressive, which I felt like
that was inaccurate.
She's not passive aggressive, but I feel like she would actually say something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. The other thing someone said, how do we feel about him calling her bipolar? Wrong.
Wrong.
Actually, I think he was wrong on two accounts. I think he, used the wrong word.
Yes.
First of all. And I also think it's wrong to call someone out like that.
Absolutely.
I also thirdly think what he was actually trying to say is that I feel like you're gaslighting me.
Yes.
Because I'm confused. You do this and you say this. This is happening and this is happening. I don't think he meant bipolar. I actually think those were signs of him being like, this woman confuses me. Mm-hmm. I'm so confused. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells because one minute she's up and the next minute she's pissed off at me. One minute she's irritated and the next minute she's telling me, absolutely, I want to love you and I want to marry you. Yeah. That's confusing. I think he didn't have the language to say it. But I really do, especially now that I know the end, I think that's what he meant. Never, ever do you say or call someone bipolar. That's never okay.
Right.
I just don't think he understood what he was trying. The same way he was calling her passive aggressive. Yeah, like, yeah. Again, wrong word. She's not, if anything, she's aggressive.
Yes.
And like low-key forthright. Like she says it. But I just think he was using the wrong word.
Yes.
But he didn't mean it. And it's never okay.
Ciao. And before we go, because we do need to go, but I just want to quickly say that I am team Nancy's brother in particular.
Listen,
Nancy's mama and her brother.
Sometimes I think I'm
the
Nancy.
Trunk.
Sometimes I think I'm what? Nancy. Not like falling for people,
yeah.
But like, did you see at the reunion how much grace she extended
yes,
to him?
A lot.
And I feel like sometimes I can do that. I feel like after someone has wronged you so much, it's okay to finally be like, F you.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
F you.
Yes.
And F you.
Yes.
Like, and she didn't do that. She was like, I mean, at least he said everything to my face that he also said off camera. You don't deserve.
You don't.
This is the thing. Hear what I'm saying. You don't deserve that type of honesty.
Hello?
I know we want honest. But you don't deserve that
type
of honesty.
Yes.
That's cruel and malicious and meant to tear you down.
Yes.
You don't deserve that type of honesty. You can have a conversation with someone, you know, potentially about you're not really feeling it, whatever the conversation looks like, without the comparison of Raven.
Yes.
Without saying you're not who I wanted. What?
Go ahead. The comparison array. I'm just, go ahead.
Listen, it's individuals though, because it's circumstantial.
Okay.
Context
okay.
matters.
Okay.
This dude is just a straight up villain. Okay. But all of that, I think he is rude. Yes. Honesty without compassion is cruel. And honesty that is, I don't believe, what's the type of honest, cutthroat honest or
brutally honest?
Brutally. Uh-huh. Thank you. That's exactly it. I don't want. Brutally
no.
honest. I don't want the word brutal lets me know that that's not
it's
what
not,
I want.
Yeah.
I actually think Bartice and Cole are brutally honest and it's dumb and it's immature.
I agree. I literally my note that I wrote as I watched Bartice and Nancy was I will set this whole thing on fire.
No, she deserved to.
I was like, brother, blow it up.
He wanted to
blow
so bad.
It. Up. And then when mama came out and she was like, I'll talk. And he was like, can I talk to my fiance?
That's what I was about to say.
You just said no at the altar. Fiance who? Fian what?
I could not believe he said that. It was like trying to pull rank.
I'll talk to her. I'll talk to you later. What I say to her, I'll tell you later. You won't be able to talk later because I will set this thing on fire right
now. He should have punched him.
Everybody gotta go. Pop
Nancy's
Trump
brother should have punched him. He should have punched him in the face. And the moment he said, can I talk to my fiance? It's the audacity.
The audacity.
I couldn't believe
it. Burn you alive.
That was a pop the trunk.
And brother and mama. Mama came back. She left. Mom, I need a minute. She came back. I just want to say
she was so mad
that he is not ready
on that
for
thing.
You. And then she just was talking. After a while, she was just saying stuff, and I was like, "I feel you, Mama," because Bartice with his hair looking a mess still. You will, bro. I hated it.
I hated everything about him. He's immature too. Really quickly, for those of you that are we closing out?
Yeah, girl.
Okay. Really quickly, for those of you who are interested, I. found these two because I was really intrigued on, like, is this gaslighting? Is it not gaslighting? Like, what is going on in this whole, like, Love is Blind thing? The guy's name, dang, he just did another episode an hour ago.
I'm mad
I missed it. Anyway, his name is Psychology in Seattle, and he reviews what's going on in the episodes. Yeah, Dr. Kirk, freaking fantastic, okay? Highly, highly, highly recommend that you go through and watch it with him to get his perspective. He's the one, he kind of grounded me, but not a lot, because he's not done with the season. He's going through it. But some of the stuff that he's picking up, it all makes sense in the end, okay?
Okay.
Then the other guy that I watched that I think is phenomenal that helped me realize that that girl gaslit him. And he was given the signs that he was gaslit. It's a black guy. His name is The Mental Breakdown.
Okay.
And the episode is like eight signs, eight things about gaslighting or something like that. And he goes through, it's all on YouTube, and he goes through and talks about the eight things that the eight signs of gaslighting. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then he breaks them down for Cole.
Oh.
It's so interesting, which is why I think you can gaslight someone without intent.
Oh, interesting.
I really do.
And that is my question.
Yeah, I think you can, because I think what I should say, without the intent of, like, I want to make you crazy, I think sometimes we gaslight simply to conceal our real emotions and to save someone else's feelings.
Oh, gaslight.
So I could say you cooked me dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I eat it.
Yep.
Or you serve it to me and I don't eat it. You ask me, did I like it? And I say, oh my God, I loved it. It was so good. That's confusing.
Yes.
If you liked it so much, which is what you're saying.
Yeah.
How come you didn't eat it?
Okay.
So now you're thinking, so she didn't like it. She didn't eat it. And I tell you over and over again, I absolutely liked it. I don't know why you think I wouldn't like it. I absolutely loved it. Yeah, but you didn't eat. Why didn't you eat it? I didn't eat it because I had ate earlier this morning. But I love your cooking.
Oh, and that's gaslighting.
That's a form of gaslighting. It's to make you question your own, the reality of the situation, the assessment of the situation. It's to make you question it.
Oh, wow.
And so you walk away like, so do I eat things? Do I not eat things that I actually really like? Well, I guess, wait, she didn't eat earlier today, though.
Mm.
Well, I mean, she's telling me. So then the next time you're going to look for the same and I don't eat it. So now you have.
There should be a different.
You do it a lot.
That's what I'm saying. So the next time you do it, same thing.
There should be another word. Because first off, I get confused on the definition of gaslighting all the time. I just, like,
why isn't that gaslighting?
Forget. But I feel like
I think it is. You guys, why is it not gaslighting?
I think gaslighting intention is ingrained with gaslighting, so you can't say you're gaslighting me without intention.
That's what I'm saying. So my intention is not. I don't think that you have to have the intention of gaslighting. I think you can simply have the intention, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yes.
I don't think people that that's not true. I do believe there are people that gaslight. I'm finna make you crazy. I also think there are little things that people do on an everyday basis that is gaslighting, and it's simply to be to save your feelings.
But the intention,
I wouldn't try. Okay. I would stray away from calling that gaslighting, because that's where it becomes confusing and using the word terminologically. Because I think people do that. I wouldn't call that gaslighting given the circumstances, though.
What would you call it?
A little white lie.
It's gotta be something.
That's why I said it should be a different word. Because I
then his breakdown of gaslighting is wrong.
Well, then
because you're saying that because she didn't intend to gaslight him, and he's a clinical psychologist.
Well, he's wrong. Let me.
That's
see
what
his
I'm
degree.
Saying. So he no. y'all telling me that that's what I'm saying. I don't think
I wanna
so.
I want to see his paperwork.
I don't think so. I actually we should find
you're
someone.
You're gaslighting us right now.
Clearly, I absolutely
that's
am.
What a guest in the
I absolutely
world
am. This actually could be a form, because I'm making you question what you think
yes!
is true.
That's
My
hilarious.
Thing is that we should have a professional
we
on
should.
Because I really do. Y'all, gaslighting is lying, y'all. It is lying. Do y'all not understand that? When you gaslight someone, you are lying to them.
You're making them believe something that isn't true. You're trying to make them it question their own sanity.
Correct. By lying to them.
Okay.
So in the movie of gaslighting, actually, I just listened to this because he went through it. Anyway, watch the eight episodes. I would love to have a gaslighting person here to understand how intention. Yeah, gaslighting is a form of lying. I'm so confused why you guys don't know that. It is lying. It is a form of lying. It is manipulation. It is a way to, and that's why I say you can gaslight someone simply to be a good to look like a good person, to not hurt someone's feelings. That is a form of gaslighting.
It is saying sometimes gaslighting happens unintentionally.
Thank you.
So yes, it is.
Unintentionally.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, child. That's gaslighting. I'm trying to tell y'all. I've been doing a lot of research.
Hello.
So anyway, I really do think watch the episode, The Mental Breakdown, on Instagram. If you guys have someone, I would love someone to come in here to have a conversation about gaslighting. I actually do think I have a really good handle on it just because of everything that I've watched. But the intention part, I do not believe that you have to intend to gaslight someone to gaslight them.
Yeah, I would give you that.
Yeah,
people who intend to do so should be categorized differently.
So that would be, then you might have like a disorder, like maybe you're a narcissist, or whatever.
What I associate gaslighting with is narcissistic people.
Usually they
people.
Go hand in hand.
Yeah, so, but that's what I'm saying. I think there are lesser forms that come in that we do on an everyday basis. So anyway, thank you guys.
Wait, one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm very happy for SK and Raven. That's really beautiful. I still don't think they're going to last. Okay, bye.
Who? SK and Raven. Oh, you don't?
I don't think they're going to last.
You know, the only reason why I would give them time is because they're separated.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, once they're together?
I think once they actually get back together, they're not going to last. I think that they will last forever if they actually remain bi-coastal.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
It's been beautiful.
Okay, y'all. Thank you guys so very much. If there is a clinical psychologist or someone, we don't want to do the whole episode with you, though.
Only a little bit.
But we do want a little bit to understand what that is. Until next episode, bye.
It'll be after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. We're not back.
Happy
thank you.
Thanksgiving if you celebrate.
We'll be back in December.
December.
Yeah.
Very good.